News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Dangerous Drugs Amendment Act 2015, passed by both Houses of Parliament in February, has been gazetted. The amended law took effect on April 15. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the legislation, commonly referred to as the Ganja Law, is expected to have a number of positive implications for Jamaica. In a release from the ministry, Senator Golding said Jamaica is approaching these reforms in a responsible manner and in keeping with international obligations. Minister Golding says the possible negative implications of the law will be mitigated by a public education campaign to discourage ganja use by adolescents, persons with mental disorders, pregnant women, and other vulnerable groups. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce is moving to establish the Cannabis Licensing Authority, this in light of recent amendments to the Dangerous Drugs Act. The Cannabis Licensing Authority will facilitate investment and regulation of the marijuana and hemp industry.
With respect to medical marijuana and hemp industry, the most important challenge to developing this industry is to establish ownership of the different strains in Jamaica. And we have put in place two entities that will move this process forward.
Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton. Mr. Hilton says a ganja research and development team and an industry advisory council have been established to create a standards-led and market-driven sector. The research and development team is in an advanced state of preparedness and will begin its fieldwork within a few weeks. The government has launched a $3.9 million project to protect the Yalas and Hope River areas from degradation while improving water resource management. The five-year project will seek to achieve institutional strengthening and capacity building for integrating biodiversity into watershed management. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the project will create economic and sustainable livelihoods as it will boost agriculture and forestry in watershed communities.
Other beneficial activities will include the reforestation of 400 hectares of degraded land, development of 6 on-farm demonstration plots, and commissioning of market studies for development of alternative livelihoods in 4 communities within the Yalas and Hope watershed management areas.
The Yalas and Hope River Watershed Management Project is being funded by the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, through the Global Environment Facility. The Ministry of Education is moving to restructure its budget to provide more incentives to schools. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says this is in an effort to motivate teachers, principals, and other school support staff to improve productivity and boost student outcomes.
We are looking within our existing budget to see how we can improve the terms and conditions of teachers. We want to see how we as a ministry can better be in service to schools, principals, teachers, students particularly, and so comport our budget and our systems in a way that will make it more congenial for you and all of those others to do their duty.
Reverend Thwaite notes that this is part of a thrust to add extra value to the education system using the ministry's existing resources. And work is to begin this year on the Close Harbor Beach, better known as Dumper Beach in Montego Bay, with a view to transforming the area into a state-of-the-art beach park. Tourism Minister Dr. Wicker McNeil says the completed facility will benefit Jamaicans and visitors alike. And over in Kingston, work will be carried out on the entry corridor of the city. Dr. McNeil says while some sections of the roadway from the Norman Manley International Airport into the city are in good condition, much more can be done.
That is why we plan to significantly upgrade the corridor on Windward Road from Rockford to the intersection of Mountain View Avenue. $258 million has been allocated for this project.
Dr. McNeil was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives last Tuesday. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.